You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Scientists at Oregon State University have filed a patent on a design for a new contrast agent used with magnetic resonance imaging, commonly known as MRI. The new material has potential to outperform currently used agents while being less toxic to patients and more environmentally friendly. Joining the exchange to help us learn more is Dr. Kiriako Stiliano, Associate Professor in the Materials Discovery Lab at Oregon State University. Welcome to the exchange, Professor.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here and talk to you, Mike.
Well, tell me about the work you do at OSU.
So my group here at Oregon State University designs, synthesizes, and characterizes new porous materials, namely metal organic frameworks for clean energy environmental solutions and biomedical applications. And as you very well described, one of the breakthroughs that we have discovered recently was how to generate safer and more efficient contrast agent for magnetic resonance scans. And as we are all aware, this is the imaging tool that millions of people rely on every year.
So tell me, what is a polymer?
So very nice question. So metal organic frameworks can be polymers, can be considered as polymers. And so these materials, metal organic frameworks, that the ones that we are using in our lab, are made of metal ions and organic ligands. And you can think of them as molecular scaffolds. This field, actually, I'm very proud to say that this field was recognized with the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2025 because these materials can do extraordinary things. They can store gases, they can filter chemicals, they can do catalysis, and they can be used in biomedicine. Their biggest advantage is their tunability. So you can design them almost like Lego pieces. So metals, linkers, shape, size, and we can tailor them for a specific task, for a specific application. And although most of MOFs are porous, our material, our Beaver-19 manganese, is non-porous. And that was an intentional design choice to solve this biomedical problem. So we would like to have these metal ions, the manganese metal ions, locked within our structure. And so they cannot leak in our body. They are non-toxic, and therefore we can use them for biomedical applications. Did I answer your question, Mike?
Okay, so let me back up because this is...
Too much information.
Well, no, this is great information, but it might be a little over the head of our listeners. So I want to back up. So a polymer is the combination of these materials?
So a metal organic framework can be considered a polymer, so extended structures.
Okay, so a metal organic framework, and they use these metal organic frameworks as scaffolding.
Yes, think of them as molecular scaffolds.
Okay, molecular scaffolds. Or sponges. And you can rearrange these in any way you want, just like Legos.
Correct.
And depending on how you rearrange them, they produce different outcomes.
Correct. So we can use any shape of Legos we want, and we can generate these metal organic frameworks in any pole shape and size we are interested in.
Okay, so that seems like an infinite number of possibilities here.
Exactly. And that's why we have 100,000 different MOF structures in the literature.
Okay, that's amazing. And so somehow you have created a material out of this framework that is now an agent that could be used instead of the current contrast agents used for MRIs.
That is correct.
Okay, so is this something that gets injected into the body?
So potentially, yes, we are not at that stage yet. In our recent publication and the patent application that we submitted, we just report the material that we have synthesized and its properties. So it has excellent properties that can be potentially used as an MRI contrast agent. And that's why we have, you know, published and patented this work. Now, if we can use that in our body, that's a different study that we are currently pursuing.
Okay, so how does this compare to the current imaging agent? What's the framework for that?
So that's a very nice question. So currently, garoteridol or Dotarem is being used as a contrast agent, but it has several limitations because garoteridol is based on gadolinium. Gadolinium is a heavy metal. It poses risks in patients with impaired kidney function. It's very difficult to get rid in our body. And although it offers, you know, imaging very nicely, very nice bright tissue images for diagnosis, there is no therapeutic benefit with this material, with these gadolinium-based contrast agents.
Okay, so there are current risks involved in the use of the contrast agent that people are currently using for MRI contrast, right?
Yeah, they're quite toxic. They're quite hazardous.
So why are we using toxic chemicals for patients that really need to, understand what's going on inside their body? And I understand that this imaging requires some sort of contrast agent, but if it's hurting the patient, why are we using it?
It provides very good imaging, so it can diagnose the tissues, tumors in our body. And it does the job very nicely. And so that's why we are using it. But, I was checking the literature and, what's going on with MRI while we were preparing the patent application. And this market is a $1 billion market, meaning that everyone is interested and uses this kind of contrast agents to diagnose tumors in our body.
Okay, so what you all have discovered and created and patented at OSU is an innovation on what's currently out there in the market.
That is correct. That is correct. So our discovery was not accidental. It was targeted from the beginning. So I worked with two very talented students, Dylan Pyle and Jacob Lessard. And at the start of the project, we started asking questions. What is the limitation of the current field of MRI and diagnosis? And can we develop something new, non-hazardous, and cheap? Price was also something that we were thinking about. And to do that, instead of working with gadolinium, we decided to work with manganese. And manganese is an essential nutrient in our body. It has unpaired electrons, so it can be used for an MRI signal. And we combine manganese with an amino acid, cysteine. And these amino acids bind very strongly to the metal, and it's naturally biocompatible. So at the end, we designed a material that is biocompatible. And the fact that this material is non-porous, it has a dense structure. So manganese remain tightly locked within the structure and it doesn't leach. It doesn't go out of our structure that can cause some toxicity. And so, that's what we were thinking from the beginning, and we have successfully realized our goal.
My guest is Dr. Kyriakos Stiliano, Associate Professor in the Materials Discovery Lab at Oregon State University. He and his team have patented a new contrast agent for use in MRI procedures. So, Professor, what are the next steps after this discovery in order to reach the stage of usage in medical procedures?
The next step is to move into animal imaging studies to monitor biodistribution, toxicity, and real in vivo performance. So we have performed some experiments using cells and zebrafish, but we are interested now in using animals to check the toxicity and biodistribution and accumulation of this BV19 manganese material in the body. So we are also interested in the long-term plan, and that's what we are trying to raise money for, is to do some preclinical development and clinical trials where, again, we can evaluate safety and efficacy in humans. Scale up the synthesis of this material and try to use it for studying its potential for clinical trials.
Well, speaking of scaling up, if you can produce this material in small amounts, is it possible to mass produce it?
So we can. Because this material can be synthesized with readily available chemicals. We use pure water for its synthesis, and we don't apply any heat, so at room temperature. So its synthesis is very sustainable, and we can scale it up for application testing.
So what are the risks involved once this new agent is adopted?
So the risk in terms of toxicity, can you repeat your question, please?
When you talked about the risks involved in the current agent, and this innovation is a better, less toxic agent, what are the risks involved in this agent?
I don't see any drawback. I don't see any disadvantage of this material so far. I'm very positive and optimistic about it. I don't see any negative so far, Mike.
Okay, so will the body be able to handle it and dispense with it, or will it remain in the body to some degree?
So we can miniaturize the nanoscale regime, our BV19. So it's very easy to do that, and we have achieved that. We have reported it. So that's a limitation for MOFs, how to make the particle size at the nanoscale regime. But we have done that. Now, how it's going to behave in the body, we don't exactly know. And this is something that we are interested in learning more about.
Okay, and so you're testing in animals the level of toxicity in this new agent?
We have not started yet, but this is something that we are planning to do so.
Okay, and what kind of animals would correspond to the human environment?
So we will start with mouse.
Oh, okay. And who's
small animals?
Who's part of this team, and how long do you think that this testing part will take?
So we are closely collaborating with OHSU, Oregon Hospital Science University in Portland, it can take, I would say, a couple of years until we have some nice results, and so we can commercialize it or even use it for clinical trials.
Okay,
these are long experiments.
Okay, so these experiments will move you toward clinical trials, and then clinical trials will move you toward market accepting and adoption.
That is correct.
Okay, and the time frame you're saying is about a couple of years?
Yes.
And the market potential is over $1 billion?
Exactly.
And the benefit to the patients is less toxicity. I'm assuming that this contrast agent is equally performative as the current contrast agent.
Slightly better.
Slightly better.
Correct.
So, what is the difference?
So we have slightly better, brighter images compared to what is out there, compared with carotenoids.
So that benefits the physician.
Correct. We can localize the tumors, and we can see them brighter.
Okay, so we can look forward to this probably in the next 3 to 5 years, you think?
I think so. I think that time frame seems realistic.
Okay, well, we've got about 30 seconds left. We're here in Southern Oregon in the Rogue Valley, and we've got a pretty good healthcare environment here. Do you think we'll see the benefits of your research here in the next 3 to 5 years?
Possibly, yes. I'm very optimistic. We're very excited about this work. And it highlights how, from smart design using simple bio-friendly building blocks, we can address real medical needs.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for your work, Professor.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share it with all of you. Thank you.
My guest was Dr. Kyriakos Stylianou from Oregon State University.